Tripp did mail me, even he said, oh, I won't be there till 6:30. I'm like, well, we don't start till 7. And then he emailed me again. It's like, I'm going to be late. So it's like, he just wants to see it.
Is it going to be one of those sessions again?
It might be. I don't know.
We're waiting on the pizza and then the crew.
We're not going to wait that long because I know it's late for Rex and, you know, well, nobody cares about the Swede because he's obviously.
No.
It's early for the Swede. The sun's up, man. Come on. It's time to
get the sun is up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got big things. We got big things. I may actually be able to use my prep because you guys are kind of at my mercy.
Yeah, it could be our last session of Stars Without Number. So.
It could be, or we, yeah, could be,
or something else.
Or something else. Well, you guys can always tell me. I mean, I'm not planning to kill you, so it will continue probably until you guys get sick of me.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. How is everyone doing? I mean, we talked about this, but Craig wasn't recording, so we have to keep the record.
Okay. see.
Is this leading up to some big expository statement here, Anthony? We're going to get some updates on your life.
No,
have you ever gotten one of your role-playing games going?
No, I've got full prep set for that, and then that group blew up, and then the friend of mine who was in that, who sort of got the other players in, there's been issues with, and I haven't spoken to him for several months, so.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say on recording. And, yeah, so that's that. So I'm ready for a game. So okay. I'm still going to shit on Sama. I'm ready.
Do it.
If I can get 3 people, I can go. But yeah. But obviously time zones are a bitch, so
yeah,
I've got this and I've got 62, so that's really enough for Saturday nights. Keep me busy.
Yeah. No, we can fill those up, yeah.
Yep. So it's interesting. I've got a group of guys that I board game with. It pretty consistently every other Friday, and I'm pretty tight with all of them.
Right.
But we can't get role playing going. Like it just
trying.
Yeah, it's like herding cats, and or everybody's got their own, you know, things they want in a role playing game or things they don't like in a role playing game. So I'm just like. It's interesting, Anthony. I think it's a problem that potentially maybe the Venn diagram of people that like the kind of board gaming we like and role playing is so small that you need AAC to make it work.
Yeah.
Plus, get a critical mass.
I almost wonder if there's too many. Like, it sounds like you're suffering from the fact that there's like too many role playing game choices. It's like, you know. Like, it used to be, hey, you can play D&D or you can play Game World or you can play Traveler. And,
right.
You know, now it's like, no, I want to play this. Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't know.
Two of the guys in the group just seem to have very divergent tastes. And really, it's one guy. And the funny thing is the one guy that's kind of the impediment, the only role playing we've done is he's run Vampire, the newest edition of Vampire, which I don't really care for, but he wanted to run the game and he runs a really good game.
Right.
But he's just doesn't like this system and doesn't like, this setting. And it's just like, okay. So,
Yeah, well, the fact that he likes Vampire the Masquerade says a lot.
Right. He and I are
pretty much orthogonal, just right off the bat.
But, you know, it's interesting because if you saw him, you would have zero sense that he's somebody that, yeah.
Like, I'm not judging him. I mean, I like anime role-playing games, right? So, I can't judge people. It's just Vampire the Masquerade. I've got these associations in my mind, and you know, Jason has stories, and
right.
Oh yeah.
And then there are so many bad vampire books and movies. It's like zombies. Right. I don't want to do zombies either. It's just
yeah. So, I think you're going to find this very amusing, Duck. But potentially part of the problem is a few weeks ago we were board gaming. Mm-hmm. And a side conversation about role playing came up, and mm-hmm. and I kind of pitched the play to find out what happens mm-hmm. Philosophy of GMing, and it just mm-hmm. struck him as what, you know, because really? His big complaint is, you know, it takes him so much time to prep for his games, to write out all the stories, and I'm like, well, don't do that.
Right.
We have to do that. I'm like, no, you really don't.
You really don't? No. Sometimes the players like it if they feel like they have agency in the world.
Right. And he just, like, I was from a different planet as yeah. I was. I think part of the problem now is he's afraid to role play with me because I'm going to make him come up with stuff on the fly. So
the man's a fool.
Yeah. You know, to expand on your story, Rex. My local it started as an 18XX group, but we play other board games. The guy whose house we go to is an old school war gamer, and he had MERP. And he's like, oh, wow. I really want to try this again. And so he pulled all his MERP books out. I'm like, yeah, I'll play with you. And I never even looked at MERP, but I knew its reputation as, you know, a real gritty, you know, Middle Earth.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I'm not opposed to grit, though. I'm like, I'll figure it out. So he's looking at it, and he's like, oh, I don't, this is too much work. I'm like, well, you know, I'll tell you what. There's new systems out there that are, you know, and I have some experience with them. And then there's all these online tools. He's like, this guy moved, so he's like 45 minutes from my house now, and like horrible traffic. So I'm like, and one of the other guys that's in this group was like really interested. So we're like, I'll show you these online tools. We'll set a time, you know, and we're going to play in Middle Earth, but we're going to play using a system called Dungeon World.
Nice.
And that's what we did. And we've had two sessions so far. So we had the first session with mostly character stuff and then a little tiny bit of role playing. And then we just had our second session. And they're really enjoying it. I am too. Because, you know, I may have bought some shit.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, surprise. Shocked. I bought a bunch of the source books for Adventures in Middle Earth, which are really excellent. And so what I'm doing is we built characters using Dungeon World and tried to fit them, and they fit mostly into the Middle Earth. I mean, we had to make some adjustments, but you know, those guys, they're pretty relaxed. But then we're also using, and I'm like, and I brought this up in our second session, I was like, I want to use this shadow mechanic from Adventures in Middle Earth. And I've just been using a little bit of it, but I like it a lot. So they, you know, as they do things that are not perhaps the most good, that they gain shadow points. And if you get enough shadow points, you go through sessions of madness, and then you develop these character flaws that accumulate. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cubicle 7 makes really good stuff.
I know. I'm very impressed. I also bought, you know, we did our pilgrimage to Miniature Market when we were at Mitch's Donkey Kong. picked up one of the Adventures in Middle Earth books I didn't have, so it was very nice. Yeah, they're good stuff. They're very good stuff.
They're doing a second edition of the One Ring role playing game, which is their that's going to come out next year, and that.
Okay.
That potentially could get me over the hump to run that system.
Well, you know, the One Ring, which I had checked that out of the library, and the Adventures in Middle-earth, like, they recycle, like, the background shit is exactly the same.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, even, like, word for word with the same pictures. So you don't need both if you're just pulling the source material, which is what I decided. Now, the One Ring seems interesting, but I don't know. I like the Adventures in Middle-earth, too, because you could run it with 5th edition.
Right.
But
yeah, I don't have to.
No, yeah. Well, 5th edition is pretty easy to get. Like, if you wanted some PDFs, some people might have them for you.
Which I, interestingly enough, now that you mentioned that, before you get too deep in hacking Dungeon World, there's another PBTA style game, Fellowship. Yeah, have you looked at that?
Yeah, we looked at it. The thing is, we didn't want to be the Fellowship. We wanted to adventure in Middle Earth.
Okay, that's right.
And Fellowship is all about you are the Fellowship in a world maybe like Middle Earth, maybe not. No, I read it. It looks super interesting, but they didn't want to be the Fellowship. They're like, hey, we just want to fart around in Middle Earth, which I'm like, yeah, that sounds cool.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Can I say something that will upset people?
I doubt it, but try.
I don't like Tolkien at all.
Hey, you know,
Middle Earth world is cool.
If, like, if you want to be wrong guy? About something, Anthony, that's your prerogative, dude.
The Middle Earth
world. We love you anyway.
Extrapolated into recent, like, recent video games. Very cool. But, man, that guy is boring. I had everything to do with fucking hobbits. Got a teacher read The Hobbit in grade 7, so don't know how that translates, but it's age 12. Yeah, God, I was done.
Well, you know, there are people that hate Tolkien. There are people that play Vampire the Masquerade, you know.
Right.
It takes all kinds.
No judgment.
I just wanted to be a opinion, man.
No, well, no, we judge. We judge very harshly. But we still love. We still love. We judge. We love. Yeah, you're dead to me.
Oh, shit. That's bad when the GM says that, isn't it?
Oh, no, no. You're going to be fine. You'll be fine.
No, but he did just delete the monofilament blade he had.
I can just picture it now. What's going to happen is we're all going to be floating in space. The ship is going to blow up, and I'm just going to see this piece of shrapnel get closer and closer, and it's a monoblade, and it's just going to flash straight by.
You'll be able to have a monofilament blade in your hand as you die of asphyxiation. That would be pretty cool, actually.
Screw hippie.
Oh, shit. Well, how long do we want to wait for a trip?
Well, my wife just started vacuuming, so I'm flicking in between you and not. So if you want to fire away, just pick someone else.
Give him a little bit longer, I think.
Give him a little bit longer.
Yeah.
We can make this an impromptu cabal session.
We already kind of have. I like it. I have wanted to talk about this Dungeon World thing because I'm pretty excited about it. It's a little bit out of the boat, although, I mean, I've known these guys for a long time. I started listening to the AAC podcast and went over to this guy's house to play a war game, like, in the same month. So, yeah. But, yeah, and he's the one that said, hey, you know, there's these war games, and then I also have these things called 18XX games. Maybe you'd like those. And I'm like, oh, really? Tell me more.
Nice.
So, yeah, he's definitely responsible for part of who I am.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
That's a bit of a thing on his character, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He used to be a pastor, too, so he's going to have to handle that guilt. when I went over, so I like, he, for some reason, we were posting on the same thread off the Wargamers forum or something, and he's like, oh, you're in Portland, and I looked up your games, and you have a lot of Wargames, and you're posting, I was like, I'm always looking for Wargames, like, well, you know, would you be interested in playing a game? I'm like, yeah, I was pretty new to BGG, I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll play a game. And so he's like, oh, yeah. And so we set up a time, and he's like, yeah, my come over to my game room, you know, in my basement. My wife's like, hey, I'm going to this guy's house. We're going to play a game in his basement. He's like, why don't you give me the address? And,
right.
I need proof of life. Proof of life! turns out, so I took him, like, hey, you know, I took him a little bottle of whiskey, and he's like, don't drink. I'm like, okay. But he is a super, super nice guy. But it was hilarious. So we're playing Dungeon World in Middle Earth, and so it's the party of them, and they got split up.
as you do.
And actually, the group is, we pulled in my son and the son of one of the other guys. And the son of one of the other guys is like an evil hobbit thief, which I find hilarious. And the kid is fucking evil, too. But, so then the encounter is like they meet up with another small kid whose father is a merchant in his caravan. The guards revolted and were trying to steal from him, and the kid ran away, and they find the guys, and they come back in, and so they're kind of planning their thing, and so my pastor friend and the evil hobbit are sneaking while the other two characters are kind of walking into the clearing to talk to these guys, and they're taking, so I'm like, well, what are you going to do with a little boy? It's like, oh, well, we're going to sneak him with you. I'm like, well, you know, he's not as stealthy as you guys, so it's going to be a problem. So the one guy didn't have a full success on his stealth roll. So I was like, I'm thinking like, oh, I'll offer him a hard choice. I'm like, well, the boy, and this is my pastor friend. I'm like, the boy trips, falls like down a ravine, you know, 20 feet. You hear a whimper and then all is silent. He's like, and I'm like, if you wanted to go down after him, you know, you're probably going to alert the guys in the clearing, thinking this would be a hard choice. Like, do I check and see if the boy's okay, or do I stick? So yeah, I let the boy go. Okay, it wasn't a hard choice for you.
Nice.
Oh, man.
But it did crack me up. I'm like, aren't you worried about him? He's like, nah, he'll be fine. Oh, anyway. Well, if we are, what you guys...
Where is Trip? Because I'm pretty sure Bester wants to fuck him up.
You guys chit-chat for a little while, because I have gone through all my drink. And then this way I'll be good to go. I'll be right back.
Sounds good. Now, so I don't know. It's boring. I mean, it's not retirement as such, I think. I hope. But I need to sit still for a while. So, I don't know.
Do you have to sit still? Because
I got a really wide non-compete clause in that. So, and I mean, non-compete clauses are what they are, but at the same time, I don't really want to get into, any sort of conflicts related to,
right,
to this. It was a bit too lucrative for that, so better to wait it out. But it's 18 months, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I used to work in insurance. I was an insurance broker. And, you know, this is when I got out of school, so I was really young. I wasn't that into it. Left the field because there's no fucking money in it. But one of the guys who used to work with, who had done it all his life, he sold his portfolio of clients, sold the business, sold it to this other company that was trying to just buy up and build a portfolio by buying it. A couple of years later, because this company sucked, this guy came back and basically just re-signed all his clients and made a killing because these people were trying to buy rather than earn, and it was just, you know, customer based field. So they just went back to who looked after them. Yeah. So that's my only experience with non-compete. And he made a killing, went on holiday for a couple of years, came back and went sign, 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 sign. Well, I think the clients went after him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a bunch of people who have made plenty of money basically starting the same company over and over again because they've got some sort of very specific domain knowledge that is really hard to get, and build software for a niche market, and then they get acquired and sit on their ass for a year and then start up again. So,
Is that the typical non-compete is a year to 18 months? Or is there such a thing as a typical non-compete?
It kind of depends. In this case, it was they were fairly aggressive because it was very much a case of we didn't really want to sell at the outset. So it ended up being a deal that included a bunch of other stuff as well. So they basically bought everything I had in my holding company just to shut me up. And which wasn't a big deal. In my case, it was a bigger deal for one of the other partners, who had a ton of interesting things in his.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they have plenty of cash to throw around. So, I guess they didn't even notice the difference. But I don't know. I spoke to the woman who's in charge of customer service, and she said that it was really messy. So feels kind of, I don't know, bittersweet somehow. Weird.
Do you have to work again if you don't want to?
No.
Okay.
Well, if I don't want to go insane, that's...
No. That part I know about you. I'm not considering that. But I'm just saying, monetarily wise, if you got bought out, you're probably set, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can't lose $1 billion exactly, or even.
you're not quite at Trump levels then.
No.
Can't lose a couple billion every year and. And everything's fine.
Exactly.
Man, there's a lot of gin in my drink now. This is going to be a good session.
But so sweet, it sounds like you're in that enviable situation where you don't have to go take a job because you have to bring some money in. You can go find the job you want to do.
Yeah, that has been the case for 15 years, more or less. So now it's more of a with the bells on. So I mean, it's I haven't had a proper job with a boss that was in a company that was owned by someone else since 1995, 1996.
Nice.
So it's been a while.
Why haven't you founded the AAC compound and flown us all out there to live forever? That's what I'm asking.
To live forever. I'm still looking for a good mountain to hollow out.
To impregnate with her, impregnate with our advance after combat seed.
Yeah.
I think there's some mountains in Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah. There's hills at least.
At least hills. Maybe not mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. You imagine what Missouri would do, like especially Mexico, Missouri would do with the Swede, with dime bag rolls into town. Oh, I would love to be there.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be.
Oh no, they would be fine, frightened. But they would be frightened at first. They would. Those people, like, they'll accept anything. But their first reaction would be priceless.
It usually is.
Yes.
Oh,
shit. Well,
why don't you Shoot at me.
Why don't I what?
I was saying to Suede, why don't you shoot at me in programming? This book is
Well, he's not going to tutor you in Python if you haven't picked up on that subtle hate. He's going to teach you some crappy-ass fancy programming language that the Swede can appreciate for reasons that no one else can.
Weren't you arguing for Java last time we had this debate? Was it Java?
Well, it depends what you're doing.
What are you doing?
I mean, if you're building sort of scalable systems on the back end side, you've got Java, you've got Go, you've got a bunch of languages that you can work with. But I wouldn't build anything there in Python. But if you want to do stuff with machine learning or
then Python's a much
anything
better.
On that. Yeah, because that's where development happens.
Right.
Want to start to learn something, and that was.
I think Python's really pretty easy to learn, and you can do shit in it. It's not the best script language for everything, but
it got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So it was in money.
Since this is a Cabal episode, I mean the Swede already saw this, but I have my my economic simulator up and limping along. I have all the fun now of trying how to create a stable economy, which is a hell of a lot of fun, actually. I think I need more ships. I'm not giving enough ships to really activate the markets fully.
So have you built in like subcontractor ships and companies?
No, I haven't built that shit in. The other thing I kind of want to do with using this same thing as a framework, in Stars Without Number, there's actually a faction system where it's actually like a game where a turn is month or every 2 weeks, and you generate factions like in role-playing games like Dungeon World, right, where you have factions, but there's actually like stats, like they have hit points, they have other like money, there's three or four other stats, and then there's a list of things that they can do. And so they can establish a base on a different world. So I want to automate that, although that'll be more of just like a random number generator. So if, factions can be planetary governments, can be corporate conglomerates, can be crime syndicates, whatever. And then there's one of their stats is like how big are they kind of thing. And then how big are they kind of determines what actions they can take. But automating that would be pretty awesome. My vision is that someone wants to run a like free trader campaign in a sandbox. I mean, we're kind of doing that too, although we're kind of off the sandbox map, but like a real like active sandbox. And so that I have these factions and that, I just run the program and like, oh, hey, you see on the news, the Grumman Siemens Corporation has launched a new mining colony on Arcturus 7. And but that all comes from my program.
Nice.
What you, cool. Sounds like what you need to do is what started with DC and have several games going and different groups affecting.
Yeah, we could have a space AAC. That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Like different groups are aligned with, or no matter how it just
we could do that.
Their influence.
We could have
different
crossover
factions.
Episodes. We're gonna it came up multiple times, like talking to Dave. As soon as he wraps the GURPS Gunslinger stuff.
Yeah, like your traveler, you could.
The traveler's coming back. Yeah, the traveler boys are coming back.
Just use that session and just align them with a different faction. I mean, they're in a different galaxy.
Well, they're already off the map. They already broken ties with the faction that they never really were aligned with anyway. So.
Well, I mean, there's pirate factions and stuff. Even if they're not,
about the characters. And those, I really think, they like those characters and I like those characters, so we're going to bring them back.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Sounds good.
What was Dave's character?
Gursk.
Yeah.
A Varger.
All I remember is Gersk shot first.
That's right. Yeah, that was Gersk. Ty had a character for one or two sessions, and then he dropped out. And it was he was like a simpering noble.
He was left in the cave, wasn't he?
He was left in the cave, yeah, because they had a little shootout. Yep. Yeah, it was Gersk, Skinner, Watson, and Samer's character. What was his name? He was another noble, but he was.
It was his shotgun aficionado.
Brad's he was character. A shotgun was aficionado, playing. Yeah. Which means yeah, the was, Gersk he... shotgun rules are ridiculous, but yes. We never really understood him. I think that was the problem. And they're hard to fake, which is how I get through most things, by fake. Yeah. If you don't understand the GURPS shotgun rules, you ain't going to get anywhere close if you try and win it.
So they're going to bring the game over into your universe in GURPS?
Oh, it was already in GURPS. What do you mean?
Right, but in other words, I was getting the impression that maybe they were going to bring the game over into Stars Without Number. And
No, I think we're going to stay in GURPS. I think we'd stay in GURPS. Dave likes GURPS, I like GURPS, so.
There you go.
I mean, Brad obviously hates it, but, you know.
But he's going to be dragged in, kicking and screaming.
Hey, no, he told me he wants back in. Like, I mean, it's still a fun group, even if you bitch at the system, so.
Do you know the one thing about that traveler? The one thing about that traveler was there was the preamble before, and this is when I was fairly new to the guild, was you guys started talking, and then I got name dropped in there talking about the donut. But I was just like, what? That was very surreal. But it was far back in time. You didn't mention what it was, and I had to try and go back and work out what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it came out like
blown out anus, right? That was the donut.
Yeah.
we're creatures of what we read, and garbage time is we talk about anything.
Oh yeah, no, it was just very surreal.
Yeah.
But then I was trying to work out who's who. Like Pete and Brad used to get me confused with the voice. I could never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was just my head.
Yeah. Well, we're all super famous. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In a little dark, dingy cupboard corner.
Yeah, like the pantry. Yeah.
Oh, the pantry.
Yeah. Hey, do we have a trip?
Yes. Hello. Sorry
for that.
Hey, man.
Cool.
How's it going?
Pretty good. If your objective was to get your GM really toasted before the session starts, you have won.
Nice. I hope the madness is flowing right now.
Oh, it's, well, I don't know. I've got lots of GM juice. There's definitely, the curve has a little bit of hysteresis to it, so we may have some problems.
Oh.
So, just to get you up to speed, Trip, you're dead again.
What? Again?
Oh, crap. Did everybody watch the alien clip that I posted on? Because that is just, like, so spot on. I watched it three times. Where she tries to turn off the self-destruct sequence.
No.
Where did you post that?
In the Stars Without Number, Rock.
I just saw that there was... oh, wow.
Anyway.
Oh, man, I didn't even read after I posted that stupid picture of the book. There's a whole bunch of ranting.
Well, yeah, and you have to go up from where you posted the book to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but that's a good clip because she's like trying to turn off the self-destruct sequence and fails. Not that I'm foreboding anything. All right.
That, which aliens is that? I've only watched the first one.
First one. It's Alien.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to watch that again. I got to watch the whole thing again. I'm trying to... get my wife and son to watch it with me. We'll see.
I'm going to see if I have access to two.
Pretty sure it's on Justin's thing.
Yeah. Just want to check it. Yep. Cool. Yep.
Okay. Should we get started?
Right.
Sure.
I'm excited. Yes. All right. So where we left off. Does anyone want to say where we left off?
I believe where we left off is these guys about to blow my ship up.
Apparently, yes.
I call it our ship, but thanks. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept that the socialist postmodern approach to how the survey service is going to work.
Yeah, the survey service is not very socialist. Very very hierarchical.
Antisocial?
Yeah, antisocial. Exactly. All right. Well, I feel like we need to bring everybody back up to speed. So when we last session. It's all Breck. It's Breck both times. I love it. Breck. We did a jump. You guys did an emergency jump out of the previous system and ended up having some issues because it was not a well-known jump, which was that, well, actually it's not Breck. It's Tripp's fault. Because we decided to take the negative modifier, unknown jumps and see what would happen and, anyway, we ended up with the GM decision that you landed in deep space. And then we had Bester go a little bit crazy. Which was perfect, you know, a Colonel Kurtz situation going on. He went into Izo's cabin and maybe unbraked the AI Ralph. And Ralph started doing stuff that had people concerned. So then Breck, in his infinite wisdom, because the Trip thing of having the jump issue wasn't enough, decided to get Dave to fight Ralph. So then Dave and Ralph started fighting. And then at which point, and some result of the fighting, so let's just, the situation, when Breck started activating Dave, the AI started struggling for control of the ship. So the implications of that are, the very obvious implication is that the self-destruct sequence activated. All external sensors went down. Life support was, let's say, sketchy. No computer terminals were accepting input. Breck was trying to do some things, like jettison fuel. We can examine some of those things and see what we want to do. Kuro came off the bridge when all this started happening and started looking for, Bester.
You forgot the part where Breck couldn't work out where Bester was hiding.
Oh, that's right. There was a whole thing. Bester had kind of disappeared and taken his communicator and location, and then was trying to detect where Bester was, which was actually a pretty clever thing by, you know, him breathing the oxygen sensors, but it turns out Bester had his suit on, so that didn't work. And of course, Bester had his suit on because he's deathly afraid of vacuum. He's in the middle of vacuum for unending infinities to all sides, so he's got his suit on and sealed up. But eventually then they located Bester by finding out where the suits were. Kuro ran into him. So, I had said in the last session, I think that, Bester had melted away from Kuro, but we're going to say like that. I think that confrontation is still going on. So Bester and Kuro are still in that. Let me look in roll 20 here. You know, they're kind of off the bridge on deck one in the hall.
Corridor there.
Yeah. And then what happened was, so, Breck had released Dave and then had near the end of the session had asked Dave how it was going. Dave had come on with a very broken up status report that he was engaging Ralph and standby, and then everything went blank. And Izo had run back in his cabin and shut the door. And that's about where we are. Am I missing anything?
That sounds about correct.
Sounds right to me.
Okay, so
sounds like Breck fucked everything up, which yep. is about on point.
Yeah, no, it's good. As a GM, I love Breck. He's perfect. As a crew member, you guys might not like him so much. Breck, I'm assuming, you know, you were maybe at a console outside the captain's cabin or something.
That sounds right. Yeah, I was interacting with The only one who actually decided to do something, besides not going crazy, not being around, and not hanging around. So someone had to do something. So.
Yes. You have a perfect echo, by the way. You sound like Lou Gehrig. okay. So, Breck, you were going to try and see let's go to Bester and Kuro first.
Yeah.
Bester and Kuro, you're in the hallway. You had a kind of a disjointed conversation. Tell me what's happening now.
I'm trying to get my kids to shut the fuck up.
Bester, I think at the end you were kind of go away, and I think Kuro was going to let you. So where are you gonna head to? Go ahead, Kuro.
So basically, I was gonna basically step aside and let Bester go, but I'm gonna follow him. So he knows. Okay.
All right. So Bester, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna, since everyone seems, I'm not sure where Izo is at this point.
Right.
But I'm gonna head, downstairs.
Okay.
Well,
you are downstairs. You're off the bridge.
It's downstairs. Upstairs.
Okay. You're gonna head back toward where Izo's cabin is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's cut that. And Breck, what are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to do whatever I can on the consoles to slow down the disaster.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, to set the scene, right? The klaxons are blaring. The self-destruct sequence is counting down. And you know, you're there's maybe a little sweat on your brow, Breck.
Yeah, definitely.
And Bester's kind of marching up to the second deck, and Kuro's kind of gliding along behind him. And there's the red lights of the destruct sequence flashing, and suddenly you hear this voice come over an automated voice come over. It's self-destruct sequence terminated.
Yeah. What?
And there's a couple of yellow flashes, and then everything goes quiet.
Can I query the computer as to why it's been terminated?
Sure. You can. So the you were having trouble even getting on the computer when you after you talked to Dave.
I did.
Go ahead. Give me a computer roll.
Okay. I think I've got a plus two.
Plus two with intelligence and your programming. I think plus two.
Oh, this is gonna be a super sexy roll. I can tell.
Okay. Not bad. Boom. Yeah, the terminal seems to be responding for the first time since Dave kind of cut off, but it looks like it's in a kind of a cycle boot. Looks like the whole ship's kind of resetting.
That sounds not so sexy.
No, it's probably not the best. You're a little curious about that, but there's very little information you can get. You know, it's basically, it's kind of, as you kind of get into the, you can see the system logs and stuff, and you can see that, you know, you can see all like the log updating as it, you know, system resetting, initializing basic function, all those things. And so it's going to be like 5-10 minutes before you have any other sense of what's going on.
Interesting. Is there any way that I can tell if Dave versus Ralph is functioning right now?
Nope. You have no command control at all. It's locked in this reboot sequence.
This sucks. Okay.
Okay.
So, what should I do?
Well, let's cut. You can sit there. This is going to take some amount of time. We're going to cut to Bester and Kuro. What are you doing, Bester? This, maybe as you're walking up to the second deck, the self-destruct sequence turns itself off.
Okay. You said that the klaxons went silent and. Mm-hmm. What's the status on the lights and stuff?
There was a couple of yellow flashes, and now it's kind of emergency lighting. You get the sense that life support's not fully operational, But there's no, it's not the same kind of chaotic shit into the world stuff, shit your pants into the world stuff that was going on before. It's like, you know, just the, you know, your emergency lights are on at a low level.
Yeah, I think my emergency lights have been on for a while now. So, okay. What do I want to do? I think I'm going to have a quick word with you. Just
quick word with me, the GM.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So send me a message, or you can do it on.
Yeah, I will. Send it on Rocket. So.
Okay.
I'm all filled with nervousness.
I know what you're doing, Iso. Tell me when you're ready, when you're done. When you're ready to come out of the cabin. Rex and I may have had discussions about this before the session.
Yeah. I will play off when Rex seems to have some sense of what's going on.
Okay.
Iso is, I think we decided that Iso had taken over Captain Chilton's cabin. Is that what we agreed to?
Correct. Yeah. You're in the captain's cabin. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Iso's smart enough to know that Captain Chilton, was pretty clever and ingenious in where he'd stash reserve emergency bottles of alcohol. so he retrieves one of those secreted away bottles of alcohol and two glasses and starts making efforts to determine where Bester is.
Okay. I think, well, the computer systems are down. But Breck had a location on Bester on the first deck, kind of where he was when he had his little confrontation with Kuro, which is right at the base of the stairs. So if you I would think Iso has that information from the last second, right? That's what you found that out and before you kind of went in your cabin to try and deal with the AI situation. So you would know where Bester was, and it sounds like Bester.
Can you guys hear me through the regular mic?
Yeah, we can hear you.
That's weird. Why is this happening?
I don't know. You sound terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't. You're not as strong as you were.
Yeah, I am trying to figure out why this is.
Just you're not bad. Happening. It's not bad. I can hear you. Okay.
You sound like Joel Toppin right now.
Yeah, you sound different.
Let somebody else go.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can still hear you, but it's the same as it was 2 seconds ago. Yeah.
How's it now?
That's the Rex we know and love.
It sounds like you were going through a laptop mic previously or something.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, so the headset, for some reason, disconnected.
Weird.
For no obvious. It's probably, I'm sure it's Breck's fault.
you guys just.
obviously.
I don't know what Bess is doing, but if Bess defaulted, I'd like to react to whatever Bess does. So when he works out what he wants to do.
Yeah, I think
he describes it. So
Bester, why don't you tell us what you're doing? Because I don't think there's any reason it needs to stay secret.
No. I have that. Or Bester has no real interest right now in confronting Kuro, since that could easily become messy. He is much more interested in getting his hands on Breck. But in order to do that, he has to avoid Kuro
If I had a credit for every time I heard that.
Elsewhere occupied. So.
I like that you said credit. Nice. Good work.
So.
Okay, so you're going
to
just.
Look, yeah. Try to. Try to find some place that is out of sight and hopefully out of mind for a bit.
You know, like head toward the engines or something?
But the engines are on the lower deck, right?
That is correct.
So Kura's going to stick to you like glue. She knows exactly what you're trying to do. But if you're walking, she's quiet. If you stop, she's going to
I don't know that you would know that Kura was following. Let's assume you don't. You don't know that Kura's following. You think you've
got He would only be just outside arm's reach. He's in a spacesuit. Kura's walking straight. He's not getting away.
Yes, sir.
Would we have interpersonal, like voice comms?
You would, although Bester, the one that's assigned to him, is off. If you knew which suit he was in, you could communicate with his suit.
Got it.
And you do know what suit he's in because Breck found that out.
So. Okay. So I'm going to try to directly communicate with Bester.
Okay. I'm just going to say that works.
Okay. Bester, it's Izo. Why don't you come to my cabin, have a drink, and let's talk about what's going on.
Bester, you hear that.
Yeah, Bester hears that. Bester likes the idea of alcohol. Bester has no interest in having a social engagement included with the alcohol, unless potentially if it's with Ralph. Ralph doesn't
know, shit.
He's not going to respond. It's, keep moving.
So does he pause?
No.
Okay. You guys are so dysfunctional. Love it.
If you stop, I'm going to try and speak to you. If you're walking, I'm just going to follow. All right?
Okay. Bester, what are you doing? Where are you heading? Yeah, you're on the ship. Tell us. Show us where you're
going. Yeah, I'm going. Let's see.
Are you on deck two? This is you. I don't know.
There I am. I'm going to be here somewhere. Oh.
I didn't
know. Wow, I became a thing.
He is excited about Ralph.
Wow. I'm in multiple places.
You became elongated.
Yeah.
Wow. I can rotate you.
Is that even... Wow.
There are no directions in space.
I don't know how to fix it now.
You should know that the gate is up. So, you know. Or was it down? I can never remember. So anyway, thank you for
I love it that your skin color too.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did. I'm a little bit drunk.
I have no is it can
I rotated it somehow. It seemed like a good idea. Okay. There you go. You're super skinny and sideways.
Can I do anything? No.
Did you just splat?
Bester, come have a drink. We'll make you a circle again.
We'll make you whole.
Thank you. I don't trust your...
Now it looks like you got a blue ball.
That pi decimals.
I don't know what's going on.
What's going on, wasn't it?
I don't know. No,
it's all right,
there we go. He's circular again.
Yeah.
Kerr's behind you.
Yeah, exactly. So, Kuro is that close by.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Just that's like arm's
length behind. Yeah. I think that's going to be a very, very bad idea.
PvP. She's got a sword out, dude.
PvP enabled.
Yeah. So.
The only thing between you and her is a meter and a sword.
and a hammer. And
you got to turn around.
Yeah, you are going to have a penalty for being in a suit.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm. But it also makes his armor.
Yeah. So this is as far as we're going to get.
Mister.
Do you stop? If you stop, she'll speak.
Yeah, I stop. Yeah. And if you speak, I'll turn around and face you.
So Kura is just going to say, look, Bester, what the hell are you trying to do? Are you trying to kill Izo? I've already done that, and didn't you know I didn't really like it? It wasn't that great. I'm pretty sure.
Breck, you go
Breck. Breck. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Izo's next up. Sorry.
Yeah, Troy next on the list. Yeah.
I've already killed him, and I'm pretty sure Breck is going to use that fucking scar to pick up chicks when we go planet side.
I don't need it.
It won't hurt.
What are you trying to do, Bester? Let me help you. Go get that drink.
Although
Kuro, but don't turn around too far.
Oh, maybe you were on the broadcast. I'll give you that.
maybe it was a broadcast to everyone.
Yeah.
For drinks.
What are you doing, Bester?
Bester isn't happy. I mean, it's sigh, Bester. slump forward slightly, and pat the hammer and say that I'm just trying to survive, and I think for your sake, it would be better if you backed off.
Kura.
Bester. Be a good little Bester. And go to Izo and get your medicine. Because if you don't take your medicine, you're going to end up in surgery at the end of this scalpel.
How far away is she?
Maybe
she's stepping back.
Oh, she's stepping back.
Her sword's in the same place. Her sword's in the same place. She's starting to take up a stance.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I think
you're gonna have to turn around.
You're going.
He's turned around. He's turned. He already said he turned around. He's facing you.
Okay. I'm facing you, and saying. You know what they say, you shouldn't point at someone with that unless you plan to use it.
You wouldn't be the first crew member that's been struck down, Bester.
You gonna take that, Bester?
Yeah.
Bester, I want to put this down. But you need to go speak to the captain so we can sort this silliness out. You know I don't want to do this. I would have already done it if I wanted to, Bester. But if you think you need to go through me, I'm not going to back down. I'll let you sort this out. But we're going to play by my rules. Go see the captain.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And then I'm going to... Is there any way for me to talk to Izo?
Sure.
And tell him where we are?
Yeah, you could.
I'm just going to use whatever communicator and just say Izo.
You could open a private channel, Izo.
Oh, no, it would be public or whatever. It doesn't really matter.
You could.
I'm just going to say, give him a position and tell him to get out of here. I can't really see on the map, but right, near Izo, the rec room
you've
or
heard
something.
This whole conversation, Izo, and Kuro just came on and told you their current position, and you heard Kuro asking you to come to where they are.
Okay. So Izo's making his way over there. I'm still trying to talk to Bester. Along the way, Bester, I got you out of a worse situation. I got you out of a worse situation than this. Trust me. We're going to work this problem. We're going to get out of this one as well. But I need you to relax. And I need you to be on the team.
And it seems like the our sociologist should probably have been down here, unless it was for the fact that he might have been hit with something if it was.
Maybe he should.
Bester's basically backed into a corner at this point, so he's gonna go through Kuro. But not lethal. He's not.
You're gonna try and shove her out of the way and walk.
Let's see. Let me look at my. Let me look at myself here.
You don't even need a GM. You just do this shit yourself.
So Trip, do you want to roll up a Fallout Built Green character?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Tell me, what are you doing? What are you trying to do?
I'm going to go for a punch.
Okay. Well, you've got your hammer. You're gonna hold your hammer in your left hand and go for a right-handed punch.
I actually got something else as well. I'm not sure what it. Yeah, and I'm wondering because I'm trying to find out, make a note of that. From my class, I got some ability. Where is that? Exert.
Yeah, you do have the exert skill. You have it at 2.
Yep.
You look up what exert does.
It's like physical.
Yeah.
Stuff. And the sharp knuckle goes for its strength. And the dexter is strong. So. That was my plan.
Okay, so tell me, describe to me, not necessarily in game terms, but like just in real world terms, what are you doing? You're going to try and punch?
I mean, Bester, when we met Bester in our first episode, he worked as a bouncer.
Right.
So he may have landed a punch or two.
Sure. No, I'll give you that.
Life. So what he'll do is basically like one hand up and go, okay, fine. And then go for the punch.
Okay. So he's like pretending to concede and then he'll sucker punch.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always sucker punch the lady.
Always sucker punch the lady. That's what bouncers always
do. Yeah, they're known for that.
No, I mean, don't sucker punch anybody. I would buy it. Let's see. I'm looking for the fucking. So Kuro. Oh gosh, too much gin.
Better.
Huh?
Make the brain work better.
Yeah. Well, it helps with creativity, but not with, like, mechanics. Where are the fucking skills lists?
I think it's the classes or...
Yeah, it's in the classes section. I'm just having trouble. Yeah. Skills. Here's skills. Here we go. Let me look at exert. What I'm thinking is you have, Kuro, what, let me look at the skill list. Let's see.
Oh shoot, I'm going to actually plug, I'll be back.
I think, Kuro, you would probably not be surprised by this because you're kind of looking for it. I'm looking at skill. There's a... Let me look at your character sheet right here. Let's see. Character sheet. And what do you have for notice? You have a one. So give me... I think you're definitely, you know, kind of highly alerted to that Bester is acting very strange, so you're kind of watching him very closely. So I'm going to give you a plus two, and then your normal notice skill is a plus one, so give me a notice roll, just to see if Bester can surprise you with a sucker punch. So it's a 2d6 plus three. Yeah, he's not going to surprise you. So you can tell he's coming in with a punch, Kuro. So what is your response going to be? And I'm not saying you're going to get the strike first or anything, but like what's your reaction going to be to him trying to sucker punch you? Anthony, we can't hear you if you're talking.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how long I've been muted. This noise.
Okay.
Look, it depends on what you want to do. But to me, roll initiative, or if you want me to react without fighting, I'd probably try and teleport out of the way and get behind him.
Okay, let's do an initiative roll. Let's do it in a show. It's and in this system, it's 1d8.
And I get to roll twice.
Oh, and you get to roll because of your special thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead and Bester and Kuro, give me initiative rolls. Oh, yeah, you're fucking screwed, Bester.
Yep.
Okay. So, Kuro, you have initiative. So you see, you know, in bullet time, you see this sucker punch coming. He's telegraphing his move, but before he even makes it, what are you going to do?
Well, that depends on you. I'd like to just teleport him behind him and strike him.
No, it depends on you. You may, I will allow you to teleport because that is something you can do.
I want to teleport as my move, my one time teleport and move and strike him lethally.
Lethally?
Oh yeah, we can bring him back. Wouldn't be the first crew member that's been brought back.
Okay. I love how Kuro escalates shit. All right. Yeah, I'm going to give you the teleport. I'm going to give you the strike. You're not going to get the automatic hit thing because I think we decided that was OP.
Yeah, no. That's fine. I'm just looking at what
so
I get
to roll. You're going to go for a lethal swing with your sword. So, yeah.
So is it plus the attack bonus plus stab? Is that what it is?
Plus, it's, fuck if I know, dude. Plus you have stab at two. And what's your attack bonus?
Two.
Yeah, give it to me. Give me a 1d20 plus four.
Ooh. 1d20 plus four. Oh, what the hell did I write?
Or you rolled 40-20. We'll take the first.
Oh.
So you got a 16.
That's going to be a hit.
Yeah, probably. Let me look.
It's 15 for armor. From memory.
He's 15. Well, he's got AC. No, he's 16. If he's wearing his half plate, but I would say he's probably in his vac suit. I'm going to call it a hit. Go ahead and roll your damage. 1d8 plus something.
Plus one?
I think it's okay, plus one, yeah.
1d8 plus one.
When do I do, or we haven't really talked about there that, yet, or maybe we have.
Oh, fuck.
Saving throws.
No,
this would be from behind, yeah.
Yeah. His attack rolls.
Really
that's
that.
What you're saving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So. You have more than six hit points, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I rolled
I'm going to say, Kuro lands a very yeah. solid hit on you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have much more
9 damage.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, 9 damage. Good. Whatever it is. Let's say, you know, whatever it is. We'll figure out what your hit points are later. But you're heavily damaged. So now it's over to you, Bester. You're... you know, you kind of wound up for the sucker punch and Kuro, blipped out and now she's behind you, but you do get to react. You're going to have a -2 for your vac suit, but what do you
got? Yeah, I've got my back against her as well.
Yeah, but you can spin. I'm going to let you take an attack with a -2.
And I want you to remember, Besta, whatever your reaction is, you got a big hole in your back suit.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a particularly positive thing. So, okay. So, -2.
Yep. You're going to swing. What are you going to do? You're going to continue with your punch, or you're going to switch?
Yeah, I mean, this.
I think at this point, you're going to have a punch. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Next round, so, you can switch your hammer.
Yeah. So that would then just be...
Give me a 1d20 with a... And you have a stab, which is your hammer. Oh, I thought you had...
No, the knuckler has something else. It's...
You have punch +1, and your strength is +1. So you get... So it's net 0. It's +2.
Yeah, but the knuckler, I think, is shoot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Punch is better for you. You're +1 for punch.
Yeah, okay.
Just give me a 1d20.
Roll 1d20. Wow.
What did you roll? Oh yeah. No, there's no need to look. Yeah, you're the spinning curl blipping out, you're gonna completely miss. Plus the vac suit. Yeah, you're fucked.
Yep.
Okay.
So does Izo get involved
before we go to the next one? Izo, I would say, is probably, you know,
making my way there.
Yeah, you're on your way there. I'm going to put you in the corridor, maybe 50 feet away or so. What are you going to do? We'll go on. Let's roll. I can't remember if we roll initiative every time in the system or not.
No.
But Izo, give me an initiative roll. 1d8. If you have any pluses for initiative bonus.
I don't remember if I do, so I'm just going to roll.
It's fine. We'll see. Ooh, that
7.
That would tie what Kuro got.
Let me see if I have anything on my character sheets. Attack bonus.
Bester gets a +1 for initiative. Let me look at your sheet here. Izo.
I have 1 check bonus.
No, you get a +0. You're 7. So, initiative ties. Fuck. I don't know what we do.
It's just got to be whoever's got the highest skill in something.
Probably.
Like Dex.
Usually it's not player versus player, so this may be a gray area. Right. Usually, I would say players always beat opponents. Why don't you guys just give me a 1d20 roll and we'll take whoever wins.
Let me see.
Not you, best part. It's between Kuro and...
Oh, okay. Then they can...
All right. Kuro, next round, you're up. What are you doing now?
Swing.
We need to figure out how many hit points you have, I guess.
I'm looking at it, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to attack again.
Okay.
Like, she's going to say, why did you make me do this, Bester? But she's going to swing again.
As she's swinging, I like it. All right.
Like, she is staring into his eyes as she does this.
All right, give me your 1d20.
So
you put your +4 on there.
No, this is...
No? Okay, so green. That's another hit. Give me a 1d8.
D8. Add 1 to this. So 7. 6,
7.
No, I've got 19 hit points. I don't know how much he's got, but he's going to get close.
What level are you actually, Bester? I think, what level are you, Kuro?
Four, but we haven't upgraded in a long time either.
No.
Yeah. So four for warrior.
I'm worker even, so.
You're hurting though. You are seriously hurting.
And next she's going to say, just back down. Stop.
Well, you keep attacking him.
Yeah, well, I think we're.
So Izo, you're at the end of the hallway. I would give you, what are you going to do with, you're up next.
I've got the communicator on blast to, I want to make sure that Izo and Bester both hear what I have to say.
Right.
And I basically give them the version of, you guys need to stow this shit right away, right now, step away from each other.
Okay.
So Kuro's going to stand over Bester holding his sword, like saying, fuck off with a sword.
Okay, are you going to move at all, Izo? Are you going to move any closer?
I'm moving towards them while I'm basically
I'm
chewing
their ass. I'm going to put you right at the bend, so you can just kind of see. All right, Bester, you're up. You are, I assume you are probably one hit away from collapsing?
Yep. So
don't fucking get up.
I don't think I'm down yet though, but
down, but
you, let's see. What's the cooldown on the teleport?
I've got a couple. I get a free one, but there's no cooldown. I've just got so many.
Okay.
You don't know that though. Bester doesn't really know.
No, Bester doesn't know. So Bester doesn't know. Bester doesn't care at this point. So Bester's gonna go for a shove because Kuro's got her back against the wall and door there in the corner.
Yep.
So
yep,
I'll try to slam her up against the wall.
Okay, give me a d20. We'll figure out if you roll another two, it's gonna be easy. Yep, it's easy.
Can't roll for shit today.
Yeah, you're bleeding in multiple places. Your vac suit is, by the way, horribly compromised, right? I mean, it's you can tell it's open. By the way, let's switch to Breck. I don't want to ignore you in all this. So you've heard all this traffic over the comms. Are you doing anything?
I'm going to look for Izo and figure out how we should be dealing with this.
Okay. Yeah, the systems still aren't up. I mean, this has all happened in, it was like 5 to 10 minutes for the system reboot to happen. Yeah. And this has been in the last minute or so. So, you maybe could probably figure out where Izo is just from the communications he's sending out. You knew he was in his cabin. I would say, Breck probably has a pretty good idea. He's somewhere on the second deck as well as Izo and Bester, but he doesn't know exactly where. You gonna do anything? You gonna move?
Yeah, I'm gonna move and just look for him. I'm gonna try to find him.
Okay. Go ahead and you can move as far, you could move to the stairs to the second deck.
I will do that. Do I do that on the roll 20?
Yeah, I can move you. I'll put you at the base of the stairs.
There. Yeah. I just gotta figure out what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we're back around to the next round. And Kuro, you're up first. So, Bester hasn't swung his hammer at you, but he did. He tried. You've got him backed against the wall, and he tried to shove you away, and he missed hard. What are you gonna do?
So
I'm wondering where he ended up. I'm missing it.
Yeah. What do you think happened? Tell me what you think happened when he tried to shove and missed, Bester.
What would happen? It's like that's someone who steps away when you're someone
you
who's
might
moving,
run into the wall or something.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
can come up with something, and I'll I might go.
Yeah, but I think I would say that's pretty much what would happen. You've got someone who's hurt, bleeding, who's rushing,
and
angrily so against.
I like it. Give me a saving throw. Where the saving? Give me a physical saving throw. So you're a 14. So you're rolling a d20 against a 14.
Okay.
I think you can just click on the saving throws thing on your sheet.
Yeah, in his defense, mine is like versus 11. Yeah. So it should be.
Roll 1d20 for.
Yeah, 1d20.
Yeah.
Here, I can do it. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah. So you're able to correct yourself before you crash into the bulkhead. So you know, you go for like, you know, Kuro's kind of swinging a sword and hitting you, and you try and shove her out of the way. You miss, but you don't stumble and fall. You don't crash into the bulkhead. You manage to regain your balance.
Yeah.
Right. Where were we? I think Kuro, you were up, right? Or did you just go?
No, Kuro was up.
Yeah, so in real world terms, I'll just sort of yell to Izo and tell him to hurry up and sort of hold my round.
Okay, you're gonna
hold. Can react.
That is a perfectly legitimate thing to do. Izo, you would be next.
So
roll a d8 for me, by the way, Breck.
As Izo came around the corner and he saw Kuro standing over Bester with the sword out, is
blood dripping off that sword.
Yeah. struck Izo that maybe his hopes of rehabilitating Kuro and getting a member of the crew is
a step back. She has good intentions.
Maybe it's been a bad idea. But then the
Oh, she can explain it all later, but she's busy right now.
The responsibility of command then asserts itself, and so he breaks into a run, and again, just ordering both Kuro and Bester to stand down. And
okay, you're close enough. You could put yourself between them if you so desired.
That is where I'm going.
Okay. All right, and
so I'm making sure that the alcohol bottle is clearly visible to Bester as I slide in between the two of them.
Okay, Bester, you're up. Go ahead.
I was just going to suggest from Kuro's perspective, should like this fight to end. So she doesn't want to do anything unless Bester does something. I'd like to sort of end combat unless
You're kind of in a guard. You're in overwatch.
Yeah.
No, and so you're waiting to see what Bester does. So it's all on Bester now. So Bester, here's how I see it, and you guys can correct me. Kuro, you know, Kuro's hit you twice. Captain Izo's just come around the corner and is yelling at you to stand down. You see a bottle of alcohol and two glasses in his hand as he slides in between you, and he's yelling, stop. You guys need to stop. And, you know, you haven't ever actually swung your hammer yet. You've just basically tried to push her away, and she's been going crazy bitch on you.
He tried to hit me.
I'm not judging. I'm just describing what I see is happening. Maybe I'm judging a little. So, Bester, it's your turn. What do you do?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out my points there. But what does Bester want to do?
I think Kuro would be on the other side. Because she teleported. Yeah.
She's in, yeah.
She's behind you. But Izo is just kind of, like, if you want to do something to Kuro, you're going to have to go through Izo.
So, okay.
A bottle of brown liquid in his hand and two tumblers.
So they're basically in the and I'm with my back free.
You're now, yeah, I would say that your back is free. Like, Izo's kind of come around you. They're both on the other side of you. You could bolt in the other direction. That's open right now.
Bolt in a, wounded in a spacesuit. Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to move very fast. No, you're definitely hurt.
Yeah. Well, I'll, I'll back away anyway.
Okay, so you're going to take a couple.
This is not a winning.
Right. Okay.
So my action for that round.
Okay.
Is simply to teleport there.
Okay. All right, and then Breck, what are you doing? Because you're going to be actually last in the round.
Around heat, so it's
on those stairs or? Now.
You're at the base of the stairs. You can hear like all this is like Izo is broadcasting this on all comms, so you can hear what they're saying across the comms. But you don't have a visual on what's going on. You're down on deck one. This is all happening on deck two.
Gotcha. So I'm going to head to a computer console.
Okay.
See if I can lower the oxygen levels in the space.
You love lowering the oxygen.
These guys out.
You're like an airline pilot. Let's put the passengers out. Okay. I'm going to say your action for that round is to head over to a computer console and start the logon sequence. Okay.
I'm doing that. Doing it.
All right. Next round. Kuro. So. Bester hasn't noticed that you've teleported behind him yet. Are you going to hold again?
I will. Yeah, hold. I'll tell Izo to get him to stand down again. Otherwise, I'm going to deal with it myself.
Okay. Izo,
I'll go after Izo.
Kuro, you were between Bester and Kuro, and now you're not.
Right.
Bester kind of stumbled away. Limped away, and then Kuro teleported down the hallway. So now you're kind of by yourself.
Shit.
Goddamn cousins.
This is probably another gray area. Like, do my command skills work on PCs?
That is a total gray area. Let's see what you roll. Give it a whirl. What are you going to try and do? Tell me what you're going to try and do.
Well, I've got leadership.
Right.
So I would think this would be a great time for some leadership.
I think it would.
I would too. I've been waiting for two sessions.
Whoa. Goodness. That cousin thing's only going to go so far. I may have to demonstrate some other forms of leadership here.
Sorry, did you listen to the last episode? I know you got the update.
I did.
Duck didn't play you as a very leadery leader.
He was going through some stuff. Plus, I'm playing you
Kuro's
as a GM.
Gone through some stuff.
You know, if you don't show up, shit happens, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Right?
I'm loving it.
I mean, Rex knows. He knows how it is. All right. All right, Rex, tell me what you're going to do in terms of lead, and then we'll see what – I think a role would be appropriate.
Right.
Tell me what you're going to do first. Let's PBTA this shit.
Yeah, so again, what I'm going to try to do is remind Bester, Bester, I pulled you out of that drifting ship, and I saved your life, and – fate brought us back together. This is not the way we're going to do this. This is not the way we're going to end. This is not the way we're going to go out.
Okay, so here's my ruling. Bester, are you gonna fight this? So Breck, I'm not Breck. Izo is asserting his leadership over you. Are you going to resist or no? I think you would. Character-wise.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's going to be an opposed role. I want – you're gonna do – and it's intelligence for you, so it's a 2d6 minus one, Bester. No. And then, Izo, you're doing a leadership role, which is your intelligence and your lead skill, whatever benefits those give you.
My lead gives me a if I click on lead, do you think it's going to actually do it for me?
Why not? I'm going to give you your intelligence. You'll get a plus one for intelligence as well. So we'll
add that as a modifier. Okay.
Lead is charisma. You're going to get a plus two. But yeah, click on lead and see what happens.
Well, it gave me a modifier. So plus two?
Yeah, plus two.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Oof. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Bester, you are, like, there is no question. This man, this temporary acting captain, is like, your willingness to resist has evaporated. You will listen to what he says. So, Izo, what are you going to tell Bester?
Bester, we're going to get you to sick bay. We're going to get you fixed up. And then we're going to figure out how the hell we're going to get out of here and get us back someplace.
Sick bay is right fucking here.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't even have to carry me very far.
Yeah.
Which is good because I'm heavy. So.
Yeah. Okay. Kuro, you're holding your move, but you see Izo basically like just comes in and Bester just crumbles.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, that's basically fight going out of him.
And
he's going down. So
he's just gonna collapse. He's gonna everything. Like I feel like Bester's like, you know, he's got this insane paranoia kind of controlling him. I think fundamentally he knows what he's doing is wrong. And it's just going to collapse under Izo's, like, constant berating.
The assault of logic.
The assault. Yeah, he's just going to be like, okay, I was wrong. Okay.
Well, and I am the guy that saved Bester's life when he'd given up hope.
It breaks through. So. I think it breaks through. Yeah. Like, he is not – I think Bester is definitely addled by the environment. But Izo breaks through. Kuro, are you going to react in any way to all this?
If Bess is down, is he, they put him on the bed. Does he get restrained? Does he get knocked out? What?
I don't know. You tell, Izo, tell me. Or, Izo, how does
the med bay or the bed work? Is he going to put him to sleep?
He's going to be sedated.
Yeah, is he
sedated? Yeah, I'm thinking it's a lot like what you see in The Expanse. So it's a chair, and then there's some kind of apparatus that straps on your arm or it goes over your chest or whatever. And it's basically an auto dock, and it's going to, you know, start assessing the situation. And in my mind, it probably has some retractable arms with different appendages.
I think Kuro would feel pretty safe that he's immobilized.
Okay, so with the last click of the last strap, she's gone.
She's gonna teleport, or what's she gonna do?
She's just gone. She's not in the room. She's teleported.
Way to be. Breck, you're on the screen. Like, you're on the screens. You see the boot up sequence initialize.
Yeah.
You see sensors. Sensors coming online. You see all the diagnostics running. You see, and then all of a sudden, there's a yellow flashing light. Proximity alert. Proximity alert.
Proximity
alert.
Jesus.
And you guys all feel the ship kind of go, and you feel something crash into the ship. And the ensign on the bridge, we'll call her Ensign Dana. Commander! 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 And this is on your communicator, Brooke.
I will answer yes. What is it?
We've been... There's this huge ship. We're inside something. You've got to come to the bridge.
Oh, no. All right, I'm going to the bridge.
Okay.
Kuro ran through... was in a room, but she's going to run, not teleport, to the bridge, start running.
Okay. All right. I'm going to assume you're not quite there yet. Breck's going to beat you there.
Her room's busy, up on the top floor,
kind of securing Bester.
Will open his eyes and go, fucking Breck.
And then go back out.
And then slump down again.
Slump down on the consciousness. Okay, Breck, you burst onto the bridge. Ensign Dana has up on the main view screen a view of a large... You're inside of a large metal cavity. And she's like, our sensors, we didn't have any reading. And when they came back up, this is what we saw. And you're inside of a large metallic opening.
Interesting.
We don't know what's going on.
Are we able to, can we scan and get a sense of any life forms on this large metallic vessel?
She's a little flustered. All right, I'll run a scan. She starts running a scan. Kuro, at this point, you come onto the bridge. You do anything?
Take control of the pilot seat. So the pilot seat.
Is there someone in there or no?
If there is, they get knocked out of the way. You said Ensign Dana or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. She probably would have been in the pilot seat. Maybe she would have been in the captain's chair. There's not a lot. I mean, it's a pretty small ship. But sure, you kick her out of the pilot's chair. Okay?
And I'm just going to see what controls. So the ship has no controls? No.
It was all offline, right? All your sensors were off. All your engines were offline. Life support was iffy. It's basically the ship is coming back to normal.
So Kuro, if you were to look at Kuro right now, she looks like one of those people on the movies that are trying to hack into the database. She's just wildly pressing buttons trying to get something to happen.
Okay. Well, Ensign Dana had started a sensor sweep. The results come in while you're wildly pressing buttons, Kuro.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the sensors detected you're inside of a hold. That's, you know, maybe a kilometer on a side. And there's a bunch of other debris in this hold, and that's all you can tell.
So, just a question.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kuro's history was sitting in business meetings, right?
Okay.
At a lifetime ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does she, I've got a bit of a player idea, but character-wise, would she have heard of anything, Well, from a player perspective, this sounds like something that eats asteroids or something for mining or something.
Mm-hmm.
Would she have heard of anything like this type of ship before?
No.
I don't think she would hear military.
She's never.
But if it's more of a commercial thing, she might have heard of something like this.
No, it's not. It's not anything she's ever heard.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Breck, what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out where are we? Like, what can we determine about this ship? Are they hailing us? What's going on?
Nope. You're in a huge kind of airless hold. The sensor your request for sensor readings. Ensign Dana has moved over to kind of another station and is, reporting out to you in kind of nervous tones. It's like we're in a hold. It's 1 kilometer by 2 kilometers. It's
that's the size of the hold.
That's the size of the hold. It's huge. There's other debris in here. Hold on, I'm trying to get a visual. Stand by, Lieutenant or Commander. I don't know what your rank is. I'm getting a visual. Hold on, I'll put it up on the screen. And she pops an image up on the screen, and you see there's a you're inside this gigantic metal hold, and there's this text that you can't quite figure out what it means, written on the inside of this hold, and then there's a bunch of other kind of asteroids and random space debris kind of floating around in this hole.
Oh, that's weird. So can we zoom in on that text?
Okay. Yeah. So you ask Ensign Dana to zoom in on the text and she starts running some recognition algorithm. She's like, this is weird. She bends over her console. All right, let's cut to, so Izo, I think you've got Bester sedated and under control.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are you going to do next?
I'm wondering why nobody's bothered to tell their frickin' captain.
There was a big kind of clang in the ship. You could feel the ship shift as well. So you're not completely unaware that shit is happening outside the ship.
I hail Breck on the communicator.
Okay, go ahead with that convo.
Breck, what are you doing to my ship now?
Bro, I'm the only one that actually is doing something.
So, situation report.
We are inside an alien artifact, and we are currently analyzing the possibility of identifying the nature of this artifact. But we have been ensconced in another ship.
Ensconced. Like we're inside.
That is correct.
You hear, Brett and Izo, you hear Ensign Dana. Commander, it's the translation is coming through. It's ancient Earth text.
Oh no.
It says Vanguard. Ensuring humanity's future.
This is the worst group to ensure humanity's in future.
The Vanguard. Do we know what the Vanguard is? Is that a project? Was it? Do we have any data on it?
Let me read the ship's databases. Ensign Dana says, and goes back to her console.
Does Ensign Dana dig my scar?
Ensign Dana is not someone that Breck would probably be interested in. She's 52. She just got promoted from the enlisted ranks. She is not a young the Scout Service, the young, fresh ensigns get sent to cushy office jobs in the planetary offices.
Breck is very open-minded and has very broad interests.
None of you guys were at Donkey Kong, so you don't know how open-minded guild people are about septuagenarians. So.
What is a septuagenarian?
Someone who's in their 70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Izo's going to make his way to the bridge.
Okay. Yeah, in that time, Breck, I'm going to say Ensign Dana comes back. It's like, you know, we don't have a full history database on this scout ship. We kind of have the standard version. There are some references to Vanguard. Apparently, it's in the pre-spike drive Earth, they sent out generation ships from Earth.
A generation ship.
And Vanguard comes up in that search. But that's all the details I have.
Well, I was going to congratulate myself for finding this incredible historical find. So, hats off to me. I look forward to my promotion. So,
about this point, while you're patting yourself on the back, Izo arrives on the bridge. So go ahead and let that play out.
Oh, I was just joshing with Dana because I want a handy a little later. It looks like, Captain, that we actually have uncovered a historical artifact of unknown danger to us. However, I would recommend that we could possibly find ways to refuel our engines with the ship.
Dana comes back. I'm running deep scans on this ship now. The results will be back in a couple minutes, Captain. She sees Izo come on the bridge.
All right. Question one. If we have to get out of here, how do we get out of here? Are we completely enclosed, or were we pulled in through a breach in the hull?
So, the ensign replies, it looks like there's a, we were pulled in and then the, whatever compartment this is resealed itself. As far as I can tell, there appear to be a set of doors, that we were pulled in through while we were, undergoing our quote unquote troubles. Stand by while I try and get a sense of the material, that we're in this hold is fairly dense. I need to, I'm running the deep scan now. It'll take a few minutes to figure out what else we can tell.
Kuro, if I can figure out how to get those doors open, I want you to be ready to pilot us out. So start assessing the rest of this debris and how we're going to have to maneuver to get out of here. Breck, I need you to follow up on this idea that this is a resource rather than a problem.
Ensign Dana comes back. It appears we're in the hold of a ship or a, you know, some sort of bay of a ship. It's a couple of kilometers in diameter. There's no response to our hails. There are life signs. And there are power signs that I'm getting weekly through this shielded hold. I'm seeing there are a few airlocks. I don't know if there would be a way to override them. There is no response to our hails. There is no indication we have any method of opening these hold doors.
Do you have any...
Go ahead.
Probes we could send out and start see if we can interact with their systems potentially.
Sure. You guys have probes. But let Dana finish her report. It's like says I forget what I was gonna say now. What was I gonna say? It appears like best assessment, Captain. Is that the, I see some automated, droids, processing some of the debris in this hold. From my research on the ship's database, it's very sketchy what I can learn, but my, it's a questionable assessment, sir, but I'm extrapolating. I believe that these generational ships were built with, material collection, they scavenged material as they travel, right? They scavenged any material in systems that they traveled through, processed it to use for material to keep the generation ship going, fuel, et cetera. I believe we're in one of those automated collection holds. I see some evidence of automated, material handling droids in this, you know, processing some of the other material that's in here very slowly. I don't think we're in danger at this time. But, you know, they're processing it. Looks like they're feeding it into material handlers. I'm definitely getting power sources on the ship. I'm also getting life signs. But the shielding on this hold makes it hard to get a definitive reading. But just visual inspection of the hold makes me think there are a few egress points. I'm not sure if we would have access to them. But none of them, there's no response to any hails. I don't have a way to get us out of this hold with the ship. But there may be points to investigate within this hold. to gain access to the ship that we're apparently encapsulated in.
Kuro, new orders. Make sure that we stay away from those disassembly and destruction points where the material is being broken up. And I step over to Breck's workstation, and I kind of lean over the shoulder, and I pull up the diagnostic program for the ship's computer system to assess.
I love you, Rex.
Assess computer resource allocation at this point in time. And what do I see when I pull that up?
And Breck, are you watching what he's doing?
I am, yes.
Yeah. And Izo, are you going to have maybe a little smirk on your face?
I have a slight smirk on my face.
Okay. Yeah, you pull up the resource allocation programs, and you see there's a sub-process running on the ship systems, and you see... you see that sub-process is consuming maybe a third of computer resources, but it's manageable. And the label of that sub-process is Dave versus Ralph, Federation and Empire Simulation.
And I tap Breck on the shoulder, and I kind of point to that. So one of the first things they taught me in the survey service is if you can't answer the problem, change the problem.
I love it.
You want to wrap here, Duck?
I think we do. Because it's close to midnight for you, and this is a great stopping point. You guys are fucked.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think we're less fucked because now there's actually
something. No. You've got a path. I've given
you're not getting fucked.
You've given you a path out. But this is a long, painful path. You guys got to tell me how long we could go on forever.
True.
But yeah, you guys are in some deep shit now. But you've got a path out. You're not dead.
I love it.
You guys killed it.
Nice.
I'm just glad Bester's here to see it all.
That's right. Buster's in the auto dock. He'll be fine. I'm sure there will be no psychological scars.
No, God, no.
When he wakes up and realizes that we're no longer lost deep in vacuum, he's going to be very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you left the bottle of alcohol next to him.
Especially, yeah. Let me, I'm going to leave you guys with, this is on roll 20.
Nice.
It may have been what you found.
I need a perfect roll 20.
Whoa.
Okay.
We found Ringworld?
Yep. It's a fucking generational ship, bitch. It's a Ringworld. It's not around a sun, but it's in a big...
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that it hasn't, like, evolved into a culture-based AI that has gone crazy.
Well, that may have happened. There may also be natives who've gone totally native.
Totally native.
I can just
imagine how fucking Dr. Sociologist is getting very excited about.
Oh yeah, no, Breck is going to be very excited for these cultural studies.
Well, definitely. I think we need a whole story where I just interview various robots.
No. This is a generational ship. You don't have to just interview robots. You can interview natives. Perhaps.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, there may be cultures to uncover. You may get 10 papers out of this, Breck.
I am already excited because I think I probably can get tenure with this. So,
I vote, not that it's a vote yet, but I'm happy to let you know that I will vote to eject you, and you can do all the studies as you want while floating through this pitch.
Well, I'll just become a horrifying robot space pirate and
the horrifying robot space pirate who flies around and reading from crappy books, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was going for something, but what I fucked up. Jesus Christ.
Well, I gotta say, I think you guys all did a great job. Thank you very much. Your characters are, I love it. I love the dysfunctional, like, shit show that is this crew.
It's not a crew. I'm taking credit for the fact that I only tried to punch and didn't.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and then Kuro completely escalated and went. Yeah, and still you just kept trying to punch.
Yeah.
But I'm also glad that we're a little too busy to have that conversation with Zoe.
Yeah. It'll come up. I'm sure it'll come up in the future.
I'm sure it will.
I love this. You guys, this is great.
Look forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, boys. I am going to call it a night.
It was fun. Yep.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yep.
Good night.
Yep. Night, night. Or morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.